You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
They are coming over from Melbourne, even though they are originally from New Zealand, Aotearoa. They just put out a new track called It's Always Me. We have Bex here on the line from NAM Melbourne, here joining us to talk about this new track. Good morning to you, Bex. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. It is a little bit early, but yeah, I'm up and at 'em.
I'm very glad to hear you're evading all the horrible, rainy, stormy vibes over here in the country right now, I hope.
It's been good. I've had some sunshine here. I was like, oh my gosh, I hadn't seen this in a whole week.
Forgot what it felt like, you know.
I know, it really did. I was like, oh, it's actually hot. Yeah.
So is this your first time over in Melbourne?
Yes, yeah, I'm just here exploring with some mates and we're going to play a show and it's been really fun and vibey. I didn't know that we booked for the Australian Open though, that's kind of funny. But
nuts.
Yeah.
Have you been spending a ludicrous amount of money?
Not yet. Well, maybe on the Uber from the airport, that was kind of expensive.
True, those are pricey. Yeah. But I found when I went there in February last year to visit a few friends and my brother that I was just spending money hand over fist. I was eating out every opportunity I could just because there's so much good food there, like especially with East Asian cuisines. There's a lot of good stuff, like Vietnamese, for instance. Have you had any highlight food so far?
Well, we had some Mexican for lunch and then we had this awesome burger for dinner from Beast Bar or something. It was like on like Ligon Street. Yeah, that was pretty fire. But like I've only been exploring for one day, so I haven't yet gotten all the great food. Yeah.
Nah, true. Well, there's plenty more to find out. Anyway, we've got this new track out now called It's Always Me. And this is a track that's been around since 2023, nearly 3 years. I want to know, you know, what sort of evolutions has the track gone through in that time? You know, how has it changed as it's been developed and refined?
I think most of the change has just been sound choice. Like we had some really like hard, intense drums on it. And it is like a bit atypical, like the song. It goes kind of from like a ballad into like more of like a pop, high energy kind of feel. Mm. And the drums initially, like they were just way, way too much. And I think we changed them and just like tweaking here and there. We're always changing sounds. And I think it was a bit different to my other discography. So we just tried to like, sound choice was important to try and make it blend a bit more with some of my earlier stuff that I've put out.
I really appreciate that about the songs, that you're trying new things. It's more like orchestral and cinematic track in a lot of ways with, all sorts of lovely woodwind instruments and piano. Why did you want to go in that direction? Just try something new?
Well, I think the song always felt really dramatic to me. And me and my producer, Caleb, he lives with a flatmate, James Dawes, who plays all of those lovely woodwind instruments. And I think like just having him like available, we always try to see if he can jump on a track and add something to it. And I think we just went crazy with this one and just added so much stuff and it was so fun. Yeah, I think we just had a lot of fun like recording it all and getting it all on there. Like, more, James, more.
More! Did you find it tricky kind of melding that classical orchestral style with your sort of indie poppy, indie folky direction?
I think a lot of the lines that James ends up doing is like what I would have done in BVs anyway. Like, there are a lot of BVs in that song, but there are a lot of like nice just held like ooze and like he echoes me sometimes, and I think it wasn't too hard. The mixing was really hard because there was just so much going on, but yeah, I don't know, we just had so much fun. I didn't even think like, oh, this is really hard or anything during the whole process, I don't think. Until it got to the mixing, that was hard, but mostly that was Caleb, so that was his
issue.
That's
all on him, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it was just thing pretty like, yeah, song done.
Now, lyrically, the song is about sort of being paralyzed by overthinking and anxiety, and as a result, you can't confide in the person who matters most to you. You know, has that sort of changed, improved, lessened in severity since you sort of began this track 3-ish years ago, or were the lyrics relatively recent?
They, well, yeah, no, I I wrote those 3 years ago. Like, I don't think I changed a single word since. And that was kind of like the height of my like anxiety, because that was like me at the start of like a relationship, just overthinking the whole thing. But it still comes back every now and then. Like, I don't think that feeling will ever leave of just like, I think, yeah, I get lost in my head a lot. And I think a lot of people do. And it can be super isolating when you're so focused on yourself. I think you got to go out and like do service for others and like realize, oh, wait, I'm like a part of society and community. Yeah. And there's more life than just like up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of self-dread, I think, is like a weird kind of backwards form of narcissism, eh? Because it's like you can't focus on anything other than yourself. It's annoying as hell. I mean, it's recurrent for me. You know, it's a bit horrible. but I like the cover art for this track, which was made by Scarlett Jiffin Munn. It's a kind of somber gradient that goes from a light peachy color to a dark purpley gray with a lot of canvas texture in there as well. Is this what you visualize that sort of anxiety and being self-isolated as?
Wow, this is interesting. This is my friend who has just finished art school in Ilam in Christchurch. This is like a shot from one of her pieces, from a work of hers called, I think it's something called Skin, but it's about like showcasing oneself, like, and the imperfections and blemishes on skin, and like the idea of beauty and like womanhood and all this stuff. And I just thought, like, I really love the story, and I love using her art for a lot of my artwork. But it was really relevant in like terms of like self-reflection to the song, and so I took a capture from a bigger piece of work. So yeah, that's how I got the artwork for that.
Awesome, man. I mean, it's a really, really gorgeous piece of art. Do you use a lot of her stuff for other releases as well?
Yeah, so far, like with all of my recent stuff, I've used her. And I just like that it's like cohesive, and she has a really gorgeous style that I like. And she made the first two, Clearly and A New Title, are custom. And then it's all, it's always me, and in the way I like captures from art that she has done.
Mm-hmm. Do you think those themes of sort of womanhood and value are going to be coming through on a future project that might be dropping this year? Is there anything in the works you can tell us about?
For me, I have more stuff coming out. It's like a bit up in the air at the moment. I am always interested in womanhood, and I think, like, obviously because I'm a woman, it like will always reflect in my work. But I don't know if I have any like specific projects that are just solely about that.
Oh, I was just wondering if that would be a theme in maybe one or two songs from an upcoming EP or album. Do you have, is there an EP or album that might come out this year that we can look forward to? Or is it going to be a few more songs?
Yeah, potentially.
Potentially?
Yep.
End of year type
beat? It's like going to be released a very unique way, but I do
as an
hope
NFT
to release an EP this year.
Cool, man. Well, that's awesome. Definitely looking forward to that. You've got a show tonight in Melbourne, which is pretty, pretty exciting. How are you feeling about that?
A bit nervous because I don't know many people in Melbourne, and all the people I know are coming, but that's just like two people. So I'm hoping more will show up and like community will come together, and people have been messaging people on behalf of me. So yeah. But very exciting opportunity. I'm super pumped about it.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned to me off air that you've got lots of gear, so you can't really, you know, go on a on super. You can't really go on like a touristy sort of experience. But are there any major sites that you plan on seeing while you're there in Melbourne?
Well, I've booked the aquarium and the zoo.
Oh, dope.
So those are the two big things. And then I saw a massive like Ferris wheel thing. And I'm like, maybe I go to that one too.
Yeah.
I want to be a real tourist.
Do it, man. Do it. Get amongst, honestly. I mean, you're New Zealander, so I feel like they're going to be less angry about Australians.
Yeah.
You know, they're terrifying. Anyway, thank you for coming on the program. I really appreciate your time, especially since you had to get up early. It's probably quarter to nine over in Melbourne right now. Do you have any final thoughts, words, considerations to leave our lovely listeners with?
Go support live music and local Kiwi artists.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. We couldn't agree more. Thank you so much, Bex. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I muted my own mic. That was Pix coming on the program to talk to me about her new track, It's Always Me, which you can find wherever you find your music from. We're going to play it for you right now across the airwaves on Radio 1. And then after this track, maybe we'll play another track and then we'll probably wrap up the show. It's been a pretty busy morning. I'm feeling pretty sleepy. Here's Bex with It's Always Me. It'll jump me right awake. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.